Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with the one and only country legend Roseanne Cash, who's coming for her show She Remembers Everything at the Strathmore on Friday, March 1st. Roseanne, thanks so much for taking time to join us.
Hi, Jason. My pleasure.
Now, so explain what if our listeners come to the Strathmore, what exactly are we going to see here? I know the title of the show, She Remembers Everything, is all about your new album after your triple Grammy winner, The River and the Thread. Now you have your new one, She Remembers Everything. Explain sort of, you know, what this new album is like, and are you going to also mix in any of the classics in the show too?
Oh, sure. I always pull things from my catalog and some things from River and the Thread. And it's actually my second time at the Strathmore, and I really love that venue, so I'm coming back with the band again. And She Remembers Everything because the album, which came out on November 2nd, the same title. And it's really, you know, it's like women my age still have a lot to say, we have less time to say it. I keep saying the album is kind of gothically feminine.
Okay, gotcha.
About a lot of subjects that are consuming me right now, like mortality, rage, long-term relationships, loss, you know, journeys.
Awesome. And then, of course, you mentioned you're going to obviously mix in a couple of your biggest hits, of course. You know, 7 Year Ache is the first one that comes to mind. Remind our listeners where you were when you recorded that one, when you wrote that one. How did that one actually come to you? Because that's, you know, that always makes the lists of the best 100 country songs ever, you know. Take me back to when that actually came together in 81.
You know, I was 23 years old, and I was writing about hiccups and breakups, lack of a better term. And that was, I was broken up with my boyfriend who became my husband on a street and on Ventura Boulevard. And I thought, God, there's never been a country song about being on the street. And so it started as a long poem, and then it ended at 7 Year Ache.
Awesome. And we won't go through your whole catalog, but I don't know why you don't want me. Obviously, another big Grammy winner. Just remind us, how that one came together.
I was nominated for a Grammy in '84, and I lost. And so I started writing this very tongue-in-cheek lyric about, well, I got my new dress. I don't know why you don't want me. And then I finished the song with Rodney Crowell, and the next year it won a Grammy, the ultimate of irony.
Poetic justice. Ironic.
Yeah.
You got to take us back. Of course, take me all the way back to growing up when you first fell in love with music. Obviously, you were, you know, pretty much born to do that. The oldest daughter of Johnny Cash. Memories of him growing up, you're obviously asked that all the time, but what is he sort of like, you know, behind the scenes and nurturing? You know, it's got to be crazy growing up with a legend like that as a dad, but, you know, behind the scenes, how did he sort of nurture you musically just as a regular old dad?
Well, that's a longer conversation than a interview, but, you know, the music was always around my house, and I felt passionate about it, and I started writing songs. He was, as any good parent should be, encouraging, just like, that's great, keep going. It wasn't a professional advice he gave me then, and that's exactly as it should have been, you know, an encouraging, supportive dad.
Absolutely. But I just think it's so great that you've, you know, charted your own career in your own right since then. You know, there's a lot of, people that would just follow in the footsteps and that would be their whole claim to fame. But you're Roseanne Cash all in your own right. You know, you're a legend in your own right. So it's just fascinating. And I hope people come out to the Strathmore. Just sort of in closing, if they hear this interview, why should they come out? How's this going to be different than maybe the other times if they've seen you at Strathmore?
Well, the new songs from She Remembers Everything, for one thing. Band is a fantastic band. And it's not about coming to see me as much as it's about exchanging energy, you know, and all of us bringing feelings and inspiration to the surface. And I, at this point, after 40 years, I think that it's a key moment in my life, and I think we need it. I think we need art and music more than we ever have. So come out and let's do it together.
Absolutely. And before you go, just a quick teaser for listeners too. The musical you're writing with your husband, John Leventhal, based on the awesome, Sally Field movie, Norma Rae. We remember her standing up with that union sign at the textile factory in the Martin Ritt movie. Give us a little teaser of that. So you guys are still writing the musical? Where are we in that process, and what are we going to hear selections of?
Not much. I mean, I may do a song from that, but I'm really more focused on everything for this show. But we're almost finished writing it. We're 5 years into it. It's the story of this woman's transformation, kind of framed by union organizing. And, writing a musical is a whole different animal than writing an album. So I kind of, it was challenging, it's fun, it was an education, and hopefully we'll get it staged next year.
Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to that. But in the meantime, don't wait around for that. Definitely first come out to Strathmore for Roseanne Cash and her band on Friday, March 1st at 8 p.m. Thanks so much, you've been really generous with your time.
Thank you, Jason. See you soon.